Chapter 7. And important to be hastily described. If one has but one day, and he wishes to spend it on the rim, the Grand View trip may be made with a limited amount of time devoted to sightseeing at that point, so that on the return the drive may be taken to a high point in time to view the sunset. This, however, can usually only be done in the summer months, when the sunset is late enough to afford time. Third trip down Bright Angel Trail. To an ordinarily well person, there is neither danger nor serious fatigue in this trip, but it is not to be ignored that riding down, for 4,430 feet the difference in elevation between the rim and the river puts a pressure upon certain generally unused muscles, so that one returns tired. But it is a healthful fatigue, and invariably benefits all who experience it. To go down the trail and back is enough to accomplish in one day, unless the visitor is very strenuous, although not a few do take the drive out to High Point and see the sunset upon returning from the trail trip. Those who take this ride down the trail, after arriving on the morning train, do not go as far down as the river. They visit the Indian Garden, and are then taken out to a prominent point of Angel Plateau, and there obtain a fine view of the river. From the scenic standpoint, this is much to be preferred to going down to the river itself, especially when time is limited. The trail to the river is down a side gorge, where one's view is materially obstructed, and while there is great satisfaction in standing immediately before the river itself, and seeing it roll along between the gloomy walls of the inner gorge, one does not see as much of it, or in so striking a setting, as from the plateau, 1,320 feet above. If one is determined to go to the river, however, it will be necessary for him to arrange for a special guide, and push along down the trail with vigor, for the regular trail party for the river leaves at 8:30 a.m., while the train does not arrive at Eltover until about 9 o'clock, and one may wish to take breakfast before starting. Hence the start is seldom accomplished until after 10 o'clock, 2 hours beyond the allotted time. Sunrise and sunset at High Point. It already has been pointed out that this is the strong scenic point near to Eltover, for both eastern and western canyon scenery, though the eastern is not so fully revealed as from the Havapai Point. Regular conveyances take visitors out to this point both morning and evening. The scenic effects are heightened in the canyon a hundredfold by the presence of the morning and evening shadows. In the glare of the midday sun, the temples, towers, walls and buttes lose their distinctiveness, while in the shadows of either early morning or the late afternoon, they stand forth as vividly as a profile cameo cut in black on the light ground. As the hours of sunrise and sunset vary, the drives are so planned as to reach the points at the proper time, so as not to weary the visitor by too long waiting, or lose the enchanting effects by too late arrival. As the sun sinks, the shadows lengthen and deepen, bringing out into bold relief features hitherto unobserved, and giving a sublimity to the vast scene that it did not possess in the full blaze of the sun. If clouds obscure the direct rays, all the better, for then other, and even more startling effects of beauty and color are produced. At times the whole canyon seems filled with a luminous mist, in which the temples float into individual prominence in a remarkable manner. Then, as the vision is turned to the east, one may see the shadows gradually, and, at the last, rapidly rise and shut off the peach glows, the vermilions, the absolutely fiery lights, that often blaze in lingering affection on the peaks they love so well to illumine. No two nights are the effects the same. One can never grow weary of watching them. Sometimes the tones are soft and tender. Again the vividness of the flaming colors is as if the god of color were declaring his power, and demanding special homage. From the soft tint of rose ashes to the fiery red of a blinding sun, the whole gamut of colors and effects is used. The afterglow is by many considered more alluring than the sunset itself. The canyon before sunrise. An exquisite effect is seen by those who watch the canyon before sunrise. A soft flood of reddish purple fills the vault, and rests in perfect harmony upon the great north wall. Little by little the darker tints are subdued, every moment adding to the charm of the changing effects, until suddenly the sun bursts over the horizon, floods the plateaus with light, or casts dark and richly purple shadows, and this sets wall and recess, mountain butte and deep abyss in startling contrasts. Returning in time for trains. One thing should be noted about these river trail trips. They are all planned so as to afford ample time for meals before and after making them, and also to ensure the catching of trains. The Fred Harvey system runs in harmony with the Santa Fe Railway system, so that no matter how nervous the visitor, he may rest perfectly contented that, when he goes on any of these trips, he will always be back in time, both for meals and trains. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.